Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
This is Marshall Tucker Band bringing us back. Welcome back, 23 after... No, 17 till the hour. Sorry about that. I'm the talk show host who can't tell time, Jim Blasingame. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Catherine Computer is our guest, our good friend, author of all the important books on branding. Catherine, if I didn't laugh at myself, I'd miss the best laughs of my life.
The way to be, hey.
I try to get out in front of everybody else. I try to laugh first because I know they're going to, I know the people around me are going to be laughing at me. Hey, Catherine, we're talking
good
about
strategy.
Breakthrough brands. In the last segment, you did a great job of helping us build a foundation under the idea of a breakthrough brand. You got some specific thoughts on this. What's the first
one? I think the number one thought I have is, you know, don't make a product or service for everyone. You know, one of the things, you know, a lot of entrepreneurs I talk to is I say, you know, who's your market for this product or service? And they say, oh, it's for everybody, you know, 5 billion people around the world. And, you know, it's a product that's for everyone is really a product for no one, you know.
Especially if you're a small business.
Pardon me? Yes,
especially small businesses, and I love the way you explained it in here. You said it like the way I've said it for years, and that's that you know, Walmart, the phone book is their prospect list.
Right.
For you, it might be 20 people, it might be 100 people, it might be 500 people, but it sure isn't the phone book.
No, and you want to meet, you know, get those 1,000 people that are crazy about your product or service, you know. Not try to get 50,000 or 500,000,
right.
But, you know, a very focused group of people.
Focus,
and, you know,
that's
an
key.
Example is Instagram. You know, it started out as a product that was named Bourbon, B-U-R-B-N, that was a mobile app that did, you know, 20 different things. And it was for everybody, you know, and it was like kind of a Swiss Army knife type of brand. Didn't go anywhere. Then the founder noticed that the part of the app that everyone was using was the photo sharing app, because he had very interesting filters on it, so it made everyone look like a great photographer. So he renamed the company Instagram, just focused on the photo sharing, and hey, you know, 9 months later, he sold his company for $1 billion to Facebook. So, you know, it's, again, you want to have a product that's for specific group of people, not for everyone.
Well, that's exactly right. And there's another thing that happens when you do that. Obviously, if you're doing it, you're probably really good at it, and if you focus on your customer profile, you'll really concentrate your efforts and be very good at that thing, and that's what creates excellence.
That's what creates excellence, exactly. Look at the thing that gets everybody really excited, the product benefit that gets people really excited, and you know, which leads into my second point. You know, it's not, branding can't do everything for you. You got to have a great product. You got to have a great service. So, you know, don't rely on branding. Have one or two benefits that make you stand out.
This
you know,
is one of those things we talked about last segment about what's changed.
Right.
You can't, there's no place in the 21st century, in the age of the customer, in a place where, as Catherine says, you are a brand, there's nowhere to hide.
Right. Yeah, and, you know, an example is Uber. You know, they came up with this idea of, you know, a new way to summon a cab or a car was through a mobile app.
Yep.
And they used GPS. They did a lot of things that made it really not only a benefit, but kind of fun to use for people. They had a very distinct target audience. It wasn't for everyone. It was for young, urban.
Or some not so young who occasionally go to urban places.
Exactly.
Like me.
Yeah, exactly.
I have my Uber app is always at the ready when I'm in any kind of a larger city.
Right. Yeah, and that's why it took off, because, you know, it was an area where, you know, whoever thought of marketing, you know, taxi or car services, you know, and they were always very frustrating to use. And if your car didn't show up, they had to call the dispatcher to find out where the car might be. Now everything's all on your mobile app and you can track it and communicate directly with the driver.
I'd like to talk about, for a minute, if you don't mind, I'd like to talk about brand disruption for a second.
Okay.
Because prior to Uber, a taxi, what do they call them, badges, or I forgot what
medallion.
They call it.
The
medallion. Yeah, the taxi medallion was worth $1 million.
Right.
With
right.
Uber, those things have been devalued. And so, folks, as you're thinking, as you're contemplating some of the things that, that Catherine's talking about, if you're, you know, the things that she's telling you to do will help you minimize your exposure to a brand disruption.
Right, right.
That's if you don't want to do it for offense, do it for defense. Right,
exactly.
Right, Catherine?
And like a lot of taxi companies now are, you know, have mobile apps and everything. They're following, you know.
Right.
But they didn't lead. You know, they didn't look at, you know, what are the complaints? What are the problems? How can they develop a, you know, revise their product or service to sort of meet those needs?
Right.
Big problem.
And the future of your brand, whatever your brand is supposed to look like in a year or 5 years, I still say, Catherine, is in the expectations of your customers.
Exactly, exactly. And you're all about customers, and that, you know, the age of the customer in your book. And I think that's what was brilliant about what Uber did. They interviewed people. What's frustrating about getting a hailing a cab or, you know, getting a car service? And people just, you know, couldn't stop talking about all the problems with it.
Right.
So,
absolutely.
Got to key into that.
Catherine, I need your website, Catherine.
My website is selfbrand.com, selfbrand.com.
And all your books are there, right? Graduate to
all
a Great Career. That's the new one.
Breakthrough Branding is for entrepreneurs.
The career book is the new one, right?
Career book is the new one for new
and
grads.
And you relaunched You Are a Brand.
Yes.
Also, Women Who Brand.
That's
Women Who
really
Brand.
For women.
So that was
branding.
Was for women. Guys, you might want to read that, see what the women are up to. I did that. And
right.
So, Catherine Computer, ladies and gentlemen, we got more to come after these messages. I told you we'd get smarter when Catherine joined us. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.